Hello, everyone. I'm Michael, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I want to thank Bonnie and all the folks who put the meeting together and asked me to share a little bit about my experience with sponsorship. I think I am the recipient of extremely lovely tutelage. I was very lucky to come into the program 37 years ago. I'm celebrated 37 years of abstinence on June 5th of this year. My top weight is 270 pounds. I weigh about 160. That's a lie. I weigh 163. I actually weighed this morning, 163. And I just lucked out that I eventually got a sponsor who taught me how to fish. And I say that in, he said to me, Michael, I am not going to give you a fish. I'm going to teach you how to fish. And that way you can feed yourself for the rest of your life in Overeaters Anonymous. And so he never made himself dependent. He never made it so that I was dependent upon him. He taught me how to fish. When I first was brought to the idea of having a sponsor, two things definitely stood in my way. Pride and fear. Pride stepped in and said, I don't need any help. I can do this thing on my own. In fact, I think I even heard it was a self-help program. OA fallacy number 564. It's not a self-help program, my experience. I need a lot of help. I cannot do this program on my own. I need a higher power, and I need others to help me along the way. It's not a self-help program. So I don't know where I heard that. Maybe I bastardized it or switched it around somehow. But pride stepped in and said, I don't need any help. And, of course, fear stepped in and said, oh, my God, what if they say no? Oh, my God, what if I don't like them? Oh, my God. What if they ask me to do something I'm not willing to do? You know, side note, there's a whole chapter in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which 37 years ago, that's pretty much all we had, called working with others. My first sponsor said, this aspect of working with other compulsive overeaters is so important that those dudes almost 100 years ago, decided to write a whole chapter about it. And it starts off saying, nothing will so much ensure immunity from compulsive overeating. Immunity. Remember, like when you were a kid, you got an inoculation so that you wouldn't get something? Immunity from compulsive overeating. Then intensive work. What kind of work, Michael? Intensive work with other compulsive overeaters. It works when all other measures fail. So this idea, I can't think of any other more intensive work with other compulsive overeaters than sponsorship. In fact, side note, one of my sponsors once said, this sponsorship thing is really all a ruse. This is really an opportunity to teach isolated compulsive overeaters how to have a relationship with another human being. And it's that ability to have that relationship with that sponsor that you eventually will carry out to a partner, a work individual, a family member. But that relationship between you and a sponsor is the foundation for learning how to have a relationship. But this thing about being willing, well, what if they ask me to do something I'm not willing to do? Well, it's taken me a long time to realize. Now, I'm 37 years abstinent, and I'm still learning a whole lot, believe me. But one thing I have learned, and believe me, I hope that today for the next 17 more minutes, or how many minutes it is, that I will share with you my experience as opposed to my opinion. Because my experience is unshakable. It's mine. My opinion, it can change back and forth. My experience over the last 37 years is it takes the time that it takes. Whatever your timetable is, nobody could have made me get a sponsor before I was ready to get a sponsor and it be successful. And, you know, I'm 37 years abstinent. Do you know? And you know, when I get in the biggest trouble is when I try to be something I'm not, when I try to be something bigger than who I really am. I did my daily meditation this morning. I've been doing it for the last 17 years, but that means for the first 20, I didn't. But that's not to say I didn't meditate, but I didn't have a daily meditation practice that I did every morning. I didn't do that until my 21st year. So, you're ready when you're ready. And I was lucky enough after 46 days to really receive the gift of desperation. And I love that. You know, how did I find God? Through the gift of desperation, G-O-D. And that desperation made me willing to do anything to get better. And I was very lucky that I received that gift. Why is that so important? Because the literature says most people won't be interested in doing what this program asks unless they have to do so in order to stay alive. The literature talks about this disease being a rapacious creditor that robs us of everything. And when I got to the program, it had pretty much robbed me of everything. I was out world, but I didn't know how to connect with another person. I didn't really have any friends. I couldn't stop eating. It had slowly but surely taken everything. And the program of the disease of compulsive overeating, my experience, will do just that. But when I first came into OA for the first 46 days, I don't need a sponsor. I'll do it through the osmosis program. I'll just kind of like be in the meeting and it'll just kind of rub off on me. And my experience was I had one of the worst binges in my life in Overeaters Anonymous. And congratulations, that was a great motivator. It motivated me to sit across the sofa from a person and say, I am willing to do anything to get well. Anything. And so I started. And you know, if you're not willing to do anything, that's okay. But I thought of an analogy today, because my sponsorship has definitely changed over the last year, last years. If you want to go on a car drive with me and your car doesn't have any gas in it, and they go, Michael, will you go on a ride with me? And I go, sure. Are you willing to go to the gas station and put gas in your car? And you go, no, I'm not willing to do that. Today, honestly, I would say, okay, well, let me know when you are willing. And then I'll go for a drive with you. It says in the literature, it is a waste of time. It is a what, Michael? It is a waste of time to keep chasing a man or woman who cannot or will not work with you. Seek out another compulsive overeater. You're bound to find someone desperate enough to accept with eagerness what you have to offer. Now, that doesn't mean I sit around and going, if you want what I have, then you got to be willing to do what I did. I'm not saying that. But you do need to be willing to put gas in your car if you're going to go on a ride with me. And if you're not willing to do that, that's okay. I wasn't willing to do that the first 46 days in the program. But after 46 days, I was. Because I thought, shoot, I'm in Overeaters Anonymous and I'm binging my brains out. This can't possibly be what OA has to offer. Also, my thoughts about sponsorship have changed over the years. There's a page in the big book that I always used to quote. You and the new man must walk, you and the man or woman, must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. and I would say, what is the most important part of that sentence? You and the new man or woman must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. And I thought the most important part of that was day by day. That if I'm going to sponsor somebody, particularly who's new, we better connect every day. Because my sponsors would call me every day. And I was such a brat. I said, why? Why? Because if he was going to say, because I told you so, I was like, I'm out. I'm out. He said, well, I'll tell you why. Go to page 100. I think it's page 100. And we said, you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. But you know, today, as I look at Jerry and I look at Kurt and others, you know what I think the most important word in that sentence is today? Spiritual. That in sponsorship, I am supposed to work day by day and walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress, not recipe sharing, not food restriction, though I guess one could consider that spiritual. Believe me, somebody who can't stop eating to stop eating and restrict some food, I guess that's a spiritual act. But after 37 years, my job as a sponsor is to help them find a power which will solve their problem. That's what the literature says. And thank goodness, it's easy when I just share my experience. It's easy. Well, what do I say? Say what your experience is. You know, how did you do your amends? Or what should I do with my amends? You know, well, this was my experience. So I'm a much better sponsor than I was when I first started. I was like, call me every day. And if you don't call me, you know, blah, 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 blah. And now I'm like, I think I've been placed in a position of neutrality, it talks about. If you want to work with me, if you want to accept with eagerness what I have to offer, great. The literature says that I should bend over backwards to help. But I'm not going to go and chase a man or woman. You know, because I can't change your timetable. But I will say this. I don't have a lot of experience with unwillingness. Willingness is one of the principles of the program. And my sponsor would always say, is this the truth? Yes. Michael, are you willing to do this? And if I said, I don't know if that'll work, he would say, well, why don't you try it first? And then after you've tried it, then we can talk about it. Otherwise, it's contempt prior to investigation. So try it for 30 days. Believe me, try the program for 30 days, Michael. If you're not 100% satisfied with your progress, we'll absolutely refund all your misery. And so that got me started. That absolutely got me started because I was so desperate. Thank you so much for the opportunity to remember that desperation. Who would be up on a Saturday morning at 11 a.m., showered and abstinent breakfast? No way. I'd be out on a Saturday morning because of what I had done a Friday night. Let's see, what else can I share about sponsorship? I'm happy to, you know, later answer questions about what specifically I do or don't do, you know, with people I sponsor. But I do know this. My most successful sponsorships have been the ones that have accepted with eagerness suggestions that I've made that I have found helpful. I read a spiritual book every morning. Is that the truth? Yes. In fact, right now I'm reading two. And I have invited those people that I sponsor to do the same. Why? Well, because if we have nothing else better to talk about, we can talk about what we read in the book. We can talk about what we read on the reading today. What does it say, Andrea? 5 minutes left? Perfect. I have been lucky to have three amazing sponsors over the last 37 years. The first one gave me 5 years of a foundation of recovery that I have used my whole OA life. And it really is based on the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. He said, that book will never let you down. That first sponsor also taught me that there was life after him, because he did leave the program. And I didn't die. I didn't freak out. I found somebody else to work with. And that sponsor taught me that I could be sponsored by somebody else. And also, after about 9 months, realized they weren't the right person. So that gave me the opportunity to switch sponsors. And then I have the sponsor that I have now that I've had for, gosh, almost 30 years, who really have taught me and helped me make spiritual progress in the program. Side note, this isn't about sponsorship, but there's a great page that's called, in one of the spiritual books I read, that's OA approved, The Step That Keeps Us Growing. And I'm like, oh, The Step That Keeps Us Growing. That's step 10, right? The Step That Keeps Us Growing. And it's like, yeah, Jerry, thank you. And no, The Step That Keeps Us Growing is step 11. It says the other steps will keep most of us abstinent and functioning, but it's step 11 that keeps us growing. Now, if you're new in the program or a couple of years, I would say this with love. My experience is, don't worry about all that. Because in the first couple of years, it was all about me abstaining, about me doing my inventory, about asking God to keep me clean, sober, and abstinent a day at a time, and working with other compulsive overeaters. I can tell you that you can move forward in the program of Overeaters Anonymous on sheer service and abstinence. If you don't have this amazing relationship with their higher power and you're not, you know, floating around the room in meditation, it's okay. My experience is that timetable will work. It takes what it takes. You know, I heard that it is a $1 million program, but you only get it a nickel at a time. So you can't, it's kind of like filling up your car with gasoline. You can't fill it up once and then go, thank God, I never need to do that again. After you run out of gas, you have to go and fill it up again. The trick with Overeaters Anonymous and an abstinent meal is putting enough gas in so you can go how far you want to go, but not putting too much gas in, or the gasoline just goes all over the place. Or in my experience, it goes on my body. So, sponsorship is, it's not a self-help program. I guess that's the thing that I'm reminded of. So, I need a higher power, and I need, people to walk alongside me, in front of me, behind me. I think of going through life as walking through the desert, and we get to an oasis. And whether that oasis is an OA meeting, or whether that oasis is a call from a sponsor, or whether that oasis is picking up a book, it gives me the opportunity to regroup, fuel, to get some more gas in my car so that I can go on and continue the journey on my own. Is that 1 minute? Perfect. Is there anything I don't want to talk about? I'm having a period right now in my life where I'm becoming a lot more aware of things. It's just a period of awareness. And my spiritual book today talked about that is the beginning of everything, is becoming aware, even when it's uncomfortable. Even when you might become aware of something very uncomfortable, there can be no progress unless I first acknowledge where I currently am today. So wherever you are in the sponsorship journey, I hope that you find as much joy and as much satisfaction in the tool and in the process as I have found over the last 37 years. Thanks so much for asking me to share.